And it is time now for this week's round of Adopt-A-Pet. Every week we meet a different dog or cat who's looking for their forever home. I want to thank all of our participating animal rescue organizations, including Orange County Animal Services, the Goat House Refuge, Paws Forever, Independent Animal Rescue, and the one who joins us today, Cattails Cat Cafe, located on West Franklin Street. CattailsCatCafe.com is their website. Go there, find out more about the cats they have available to adopt, schedule an appointment to head to the cafe and check them all out. Eileen's here from Cattails, and she has brought Muffin with her this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Aaron. Muffin and I are doing well.
Tell us about Muffin.
So Muffin is a beautiful, what we call domestic medium hair cat. She's got a nice poofy tail. Mm-hmm. She's a, we would say, you know, she's white, but she's got beautiful brown and orange coloring as part of her markings. But Muffin has a very interesting story.
All right.
So she was surrendered with her four kittens and all of them were emaciated when she was surrendered to a county shelter.
Oh, wow.
And our shelter partner, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary, pulled her from this shelter and really took her into a foster and, you know, really worked with her. Unfortunately, two of her kittens didn't survive, but she does have, there are two kittens that are out there with appropriate names of Bear Claw and Croissant.
Nice.
That go with her as Muffin. And they're all doing well and healthy. And she is a baby mama. She's only a year old. She had kittens probably when she was about 9 months old. And she's being a kitten now. Now that she's been spayed and been saved, she's being that kitten. And she loves to play. She loves to cuddle. But this also brings the message about the need for spay and neuter.
Yep.
So right now, this is kitten season, and all of the shelters are packed full.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone's looking to adopt, now is the time to go to the shelter. Any shelter, and find your forever friend. Not just the kittens, but the baby mamas need homes. The adult cats need homes, but the shelters are too full. And if we don't clear these shelters, then they're going to have to do what we don't want to hear done.
Yeah. So, and Muffin is so little. Like, you don't think that she would have had four kittens. Like, she is very much a kitten herself.
We have a bunch of baby mamas right now. So the baby mamas show up before the kittens because the kittens aren't ready. So once they're finished, once they've weaned their kittens, they get spayed and then they bring them over to us, or they're available on Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary's website. But the baby mamas are ready to go, and they need to have their fun time. They're, you know, again, she's a one-year-old, playful. She's a kitten herself.
Yeah.
So she's super fun. The other thing is that if you have cats, then you should be getting your cats spayed and neutered as well, because if they do get out, then you're at risk of having a litter of kittens. And every cat can have 4 to 6 to 8 kittens, and it just explodes the population of them. And there's a whole trap and release program, so that if you have a feral or a colony of cats in your neighborhood, feel free to call one of these county shelters and they'll help you trap them and get them spayed and neutered. And if they're happily living in their colony, they can get released back into their colonies.
Speaking with Eileen from Cattails Cat Cafe, CattailsCatCafe.com is their website. Go there and find out more, appointments to head to the cafe and meet all of the cats and kittens they've got available for adoption there on a regular basis. We're here with Muffin. So what do you think a perfect home for Muffin would be? Are you adopting her with the two kittens together?
No, the kittens aren't
separate
with us yet. The kittens are younger and they're available. I think they're close to being ready for adoption,
right,
if they're not yet. So no, she can be an only cat, but she gets along great with the other cats as well. She loves to lay in the sun and show her belly and be rubbed and everything. But then when we get that little mice wand toy out, she jumps the highest of any of the cats in the cat room. She flies around. She has never-ending energy. You would never guess that she recently had kittens. She looks like a kitten herself. She's so small.
She is so, like, cute and friendly and effective and inquisitive, like, walking around and exploring everything. And she did that in a few minutes, and now she's just having a good time hanging out.
Yeah, and her coloring is so unique. It's kind of like, so I have a chocolate lab, and she's kind of got that chocolate color on her back and her tail. So it's sort of a chocolate coloring is what I would say, like my chocolate lab.
What else is going on at Cattails that folks should know?
Oh, well, we got a lot of baby mamas right now, so it's a good time. But we also have some younger cats as well, not related to the baby mamas. We had two of our long-term residents who had come to visit you a couple months ago. Lisa Marie and Presley were adopted yesterday.
Oh, that's great.
So we're very happy about that. So they were their featured pets, I think, 2 months or so ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we are happy, and we're getting new kitties in all the time. So
that's fantastic.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
People are interested in meeting Muffin or potentially adopting her. What do they do? Where do they go?
The best way to do it is to make a reservation on our website. It's at cattailscatcafe.com. And then you can find out when the times are available. And then what you would do is, if you do fall in love with Muffin or another friend, then you would put an application in through our amazing shelter partner, Beautiful Together Animal Sanctuary.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and then they would get you approved, and you come back and get Muffin from us.
Sounds good.
Or another friend.
Again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website. You can go there and find out more. We'll also have photos of Muffin and information up on our website, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, or on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. Eileen, got to wrap up. Anything else that folks should know about Muffin?
Oh, just that we don't know why she's only been there for briefly, but everyone who sees her falls in love with her, so I think she's going to go fast, but we wanted to introduce her to you all.
She is such a lovable cat. She really is. Again, cattailscatcafe.com is the website. Go there, find out more. Muffin is one of several cats available to adopt. You can schedule an appointment to go to the cafe and visit on West Franklin Street. Just do that on the website. And again, learn more about Muffin on our website as well, chapelboro.com, in the town square section, and on social media at WCHL Chapelboro. Eileen, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Aaron.